With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's another great day to change the world. Welcome, everyone. Today's episode is with Ann Davis, and this is for you if you've ever thought about building a career across different continents, across different countries, and a career that allows you to venture with impact. Today's guest is Ann Davis, and we hear about her interesting story from teacher to change maker. And I really, really loved the tips she had for connecting with people from different backgrounds and how she really decided to listen to her inner voice and eventually go for what she wanted. Hope you enjoy the episode. As always, I love all your messages. Please let me know if you have any questions or any, ideas about what you want episodes to look like. I'm always here to listen. But till then, enjoy the episode.
In a world where very few people embrace their global identity and seek to understand their neighbors, cross-cultural expert Tayo Roxon is on a mission to bridge this divide. Each week, he'll open your mind with insights from some of the global minds in the world. Get ready, take some notes, and learn how to be the best you that you can be.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of As Told by Nomads. And today's episode is with Ann Davis. We are talking about how to work and travel with purpose. A little bit about Ann. She is the founder of Venture with Impact, which we're going to talk about in the podcast. She's an avid traveler, having visited in over 40 countries in 5 continents. So she has me beat. You know, I have 5 countries, 4 continents where I've lived in, but she's got 5 continents. And throughout the past 8 years, she's had experience founding nonprofit as well as working with several startups. In 2008, she co-founded the nonprofit organization Swim for Success, which provides free swimming lessons to low-income youth in New Orleans. She's worked with many social businesses, including Drop the Chalk, Feel Goods, Haystack, and additionally, she's worked with NGOs like Pimon Health and the Gran Sabana of Venezuela. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tayo.
The pleasure's mine. I've got to start with your background. You know, it sounds interesting. It sounds like one that has a lot of stories, a lot of plots and twists, and I'm just here for it, Ann. I just want to sit back and sip my tea and cross my legs as I dive into this world you're about to take us in. How did it get started for you, Ann?
Sure, yeah. So actually, my background, I was a teacher, which I don't know if that's the most common background for a nomad, working in education. So I taught through the Teach for America program, first in New Orleans, which is where I went to school, and then moved to Brooklyn, New York. And being a teacher was kind of amazing for traveling because I was off in some new country on my Christmas break and all my other vacations, summer breaks. That's how I created that long list of countries that you mentioned. So I had a lot of friends and past colleagues and family that were a little bit envious of my travels, and they always said, how can you do that? You know, I want to be able to do that as well. So I got me thinking, and I did a little bit of research online and found out about a couple other workation programs that are out there, but also just the incredible amount of potential for these workation programs because so many people are working remotely more and more. I think it's something like 50% of Americans, they're not working remotely, but they have the ability to, in the sense that like the majority of their tasks they can do remotely. So it just seemed to be this industry that's booming, and more people, I think, will be able to work from home, work from abroad, and it won't matter. The office space will be less relevant. And also, I know that I have read a statistic that something like 80% of millennials would be more loyal to their employer if their employer allowed them to work remotely. So that was interesting as well. Wow. So anyways, back to my story. I was teaching, then had this idea for Venture with Impact, and had been wanting to get back abroad for a while. I've been abroad for working in international development, and it was really my passion, and that's why I was interested in education, was the social work or development piece of education. So I left my job in Brooklyn and moved to Peru kind of on a whim. I just found something online randomly, a position with a nonprofit organization there in Trujillo, Peru. And so was working with a nonprofit, living in Peru for a few months, and I decided just to go for it and go and just launch Venture with Impact, started creating relationships with our organizations there, recruiting for our first program there, and we launched in January 2017, just this past year.
Wow. Congrats on that. And that's an example of you using your story to actually build a career. I had a guest recently, and we were talking about how, you know, a lot of our success and our superpower starts from our stories. And your story as this teacher who traveled all over the world is what Venture with Impact is now. And it's tied into a bigger problem in the world right now, where a lot of people don't truly understand how big and diverse of a world that they live in. You know, we live in the most globalized time. We live in the most digitalized time ever. And the ability to connect is even easier than it's ever been before. But the same problems that have persisted centuries before are still ones that remain. And that is, because you're different, I don't understand you. I'm not willing to get to know you. So how do you feel like your work with traveling with purpose and working with purpose is going to help bridge the cultural and digital divides that we experience today?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. Interesting question. Because, I mean, that's kind of the center of the work that we do with Venture with Impact. Is the reason I wanted to start this is because I've had so many life-changing experiences living abroad and staying somewhere outside of my home country, the U.S., for a longer period of time, getting to know, forming relationships with locals and getting a better understanding of their culture has really opened my mind and provided me new perspectives. Sounds a bit cliche, but I feel like I'm much more open-minded and even maybe more creative than I would have been if I had stayed in my bubble. So that's a big part of Venture with Impact. Our mission is to expose professionals to new people and cultures and ideas.
Yeah,
partly for that, so that they can become more empathetic, or, you know, it's the idea of putting yourself in somebody else's shoes to get an idea of what somebody else's life or culture or situation is like.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. And I love, you know, people like yourself who really have made this an active part of their purpose and their mission. And you've married your purpose and your work together. A lot of people want to be able to do that, but, you know, they either out of fear or out of awareness of the ability to do so, they sort of let their passion die down and they work careers that doesn't suit their what their ultimate purpose is. So thank you for being that beacon of hope there. Curious though, what did you learn about yourself from all those travels? I find that that's a great experience for self-awareness when we find ourselves in different environments.
Yeah, I think Well, I definitely have preconceived notions of certain parts of the world. I grew up in a pretty closed, a suburban area of Wisconsin, so there wasn't too much diversity. And when I went to school in New Orleans and lived in Brooklyn, I met many different types of people. And that was kind of the beginning of my change in personality and mindset, change in my opinions of people. I don't know if I had many set mindsets or stereotypes. I probably did prior to traveling, but traveling just, I think it just opened doors in terms of understanding what people from Japan, really getting an understanding by talking to them about their social issues. I learned so much about their culture, and as well as going, I traveled to Egypt. That was one of the most interesting places I've been because just to give it a specific example, I think what's portrayed on the media in Egypt, I actually thought it was a bit more of a liberal country, especially for women.
Right.
Then what I found out when I was traveling there is that the majority of women wear hijabs, and I also found that the instance of FGM, female genital mutilation, was much, much higher than I ever would have expected, over 90%. I think upwards of 95%, which of course is a statistic that you can look up online, but just by going to these different locations around the world, you're there, and just being there makes you more curious and interested, and that's when you start asking questions, and people it also gives the people you're talking to an opportunity to learn about your culture and background, and creates bridges, and if that makes sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense. It's true. What happens when you travel is we have a lot of preconceived notions. We have biases. We have things that we might have been introduced to via various forms of media, stories, TV, and many times, whether there's some element of truth to that or not, it's often much more layered than that. There's much more nuance involved with different cultures, and it is very simplistic to paint a whole country with just broad strokes like that. So I imagine mm-hmm. you learned a lot about that, and that's enriched your experience. So a way that you help people experience this is through workation with social purpose. So first of all, what is workation? And then talk to me about how you incorporate social purpose.
Yeah, so workations are co-working retreats. Basically, they're programs that allow professionals to live abroad but continue working for their jobs back home by working remotely. So we provide accommodation, comfortable accommodation with reliable internet, backup internet, workspace, so that our participants can work remotely, 40 plus hours a week, and the majority do. And then we also have a social impact component in our program that's makes us a little bit different than other workation or co-working retreat programs. We match each of our ventures with a pro bono project with a partner organization, either a nonprofit or social business, that they work on for a few hours each week. And that varies depending on the specific professional skills and the needs of our partner organizations. But for example, we've had people with backgrounds in technology and build websites or make, create updates on websites. People with backgrounds in marketing, consult on marketing plans and social media. We've even had educators teach workshops on curriculum development and behavior management. So it just depends on the person, what their project they're working on.
Yeah, no, it's good. And I didn't really heard about it until you said it, and it makes a lot of sense. You did say that there's a stat out there that shows a lot of people actually have more access to potential vacations, but they don't end up taking them. Or maybe they don't even know that they can work away from home. And so a lot of us are not aware of that. So creating this flexibility, one for my generation, millennials, is something that we're gravitating towards, even the younger generation as well. And the sooner companies can tap into that, the better and more engaged they'll have, employees.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Do that. What about the impact aspect? You know, your company, after all, is called Venture with Impact. I'm curious about that impact aspect. What is it that you do that creates impact?
Yeah. So kind of what I mentioned, that each of the professionals are matched with a project. And that project's always, we ensure that their work schedule is priority, because we are a workation program first.
So
we'll work around their schedule and organize with our partner organization so that each person is working on a project that aligns with their schedule and skills and interests even. So like I mentioned, some of the projects that different professionals have done, we've also had people who have, amateur photography skills and they want to improve that, or amateur videography skills, or want to, improve their graphic design. And that's an asset. That's something that's helpful to, one of our partner organizations. So they'll do some work for a partner organization. And it's also, it's a two-way street, the project, because it's giving each person, and this is partly the reason why we do it, in addition to making the impact, each person, there's an impact on each individual, on each venture that is working with the partner organization, because they're getting the opportunity to create relationships with the staff of the organization. And oftentimes they spend time with these locals outside of their work that they're doing. They go out to dinner with them. They do events in the city. And then also, of course, by working with the organization, it's professional development experience for them. They're using their skills in a different environment.
And for those listening, if you're wondering, well, wow, that's amazing, that's great, there are programs you can sign up to on their site. You've got, I'll let you talk about this, but from your website, I can see you've got one in Medellin, Colombia in February. You've got one in Thailand. But what other discounts, early bird things can people sign up for right now?
Oh, yeah, sure. So we've done programs in Peru and Colombia thus far, and we're adding programs next year in Thailand and Portugal. We'll be in one location for a few months at a time, because then we'll return to those locations in the next year. But we'll be in Medellin, Colombia, like you mentioned, Chiang Mai, Thailand, as well as Lisbon, Portugal next year. And our program is, we have an early bird discount, which is pretty great, of $1,250 for any of our 2018 programs for all next steps completed by December 31st.
Yeah. Thinking of starting a new year off right, this is something to do. And if you listen to this in 2018, how are you going to make sure that this year is your best year? And one of the best ways to do that is to ensure that you learn more about yourself, but also learn about your environments. And all these are great tools. Travel is a great tool for you to improve your emotional intelligence. So thank you for sharing that. Aspect that I want to touch on before we sort of close is entrepreneurship. A lot of the listeners here, they are change makers. There are people that want to make an impact. They come from different parts of the world. They're interested in bridging culture divides, but they're also business individuals. Curious if you could share some of the challenges and positive aspects of what you've learned about building businesses as an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So much. And I also think that maybe I have somewhat of a different perspective. There's not many. I haven't come across too many female entrepreneurs in my time with starting Venture with Impact. And I'm always looking to connect with more female entrepreneurs because I feel like, you know, that it is a small percentage of the, you know, the overall group. But so many things I've learned, because like I mentioned before, my background was in education. I've worked with some startups prior, but never as the founder or this is my baby. This organization's my baby. So I've had my hands in everything from marketing to the financial planning, obviously the programming. I've run programming, some of our programs, and I just learned so much. I think, and one of the things I've learned is that, you know, experiential learning, I mean, it depends on the person, but for me, is the most effective way to learn. So I'm just figuring out everything as I go, and have had so much help, and I have a business partner now, and we have local staff and people that are helping us, and we're in an accelerator program.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think like one, you know, common theme is just don't be afraid to ask for help as an entrepreneur. And don't feel like you need to know something to be able to start, know everything to start a company. Don't feel like you need to know, to be an expert in digital marketing or be an expert in accounting. You figure that out as you go along.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of what I'm hearing from you is the idea, we have this imposter syndrome a lot of times that prevent us from starting, and start, and a lot of things will come to you. I mean, if you have that mission, if you have that vision, and you know that this is something you wake up thinking about and you go to sleep thinking about, just start. And then it'll grow. And then that's how you'll start to figure out who your team is, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are. And you're so right about the lack of diversity in entrepreneurship. So I love when I get to talk to people like yourself, because the more people can see themselves in you and other people that look different, the more inspired they become to start their own businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Look at that. Look at that. Talking to Ann Davis of Venture with Impact, someone who's created a platform for how you can work and travel with purpose. She's been a teacher, and she's traveled to several parts of the world and learned a lot about herself and about the place that we call the Earth. But, you know, the reason why I'm excited to have her, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that, you know, I've alluded to this earlier. The reason for this podcast is to help people bridge cultural divides. We live in one of the most interesting times now, where a lot of governments and a lot of people are, you know, basically championing some narratives that might not be as inclusive. And when I get to talk to someone like you, I just want to see if you have stories from people that you've worked with or they've come to your programs where maybe they came into the program with one mindset and then after they left, they changed their mind.
Oh my gosh. Yes, definitely. I mean, and it doesn't necessarily have to be about mindsets about a certain group of people, but especially for our Medellin program, we always ask, and for Peru as well, we ask at the beginning of the program, we meet each week and we talk about different cultural topics, and also about our projects. And one of the things we always do is, what were your first impressions of Peru? What were your first impressions of Colombia? You know, I think a lot of Americans and people all over the world have stereotypes about Medellin and Colombia. But it's of course, the people that are there are not representative of those stereotypes. And additionally, it's a completely different city than it was 10 or 20 years ago. So a lot of people say, in both of our programs, that just and I was surprised about how friendly and open and inviting and incredibly, you know, just amiable the people are in Latin America. They were just, you know, amazed, and how people took the time, you know, before you start a conversation, or you even within business, or you, before you get down to work, you always ask, how are you? And people care, they generally care. So I think that was one of the most common themes that people they mention from the beginning to the end of the program in terms of impressions and what they learn. But, and then, you know, there's different people that changed, had a lot of different types of personal growth. So, for example, we had a woman who participated with us, and she said that we set goals at the beginning of the program, personal and also professional. And she said, I feel like I'm so introverted, which is a great thing. It's a good thing to be introverted, of course. But she's like, I want to work on my, you know, my extroverted side of my personality. So I want to make sure that I'm getting out more and I'm pushing myself outside those boundaries. So one of the things we did, we did a weekend trip, which we do each month in outside of Medellin. And we were doing this long hike, and we're hiking up and up, and she is getting pretty upset because it's really difficult for her. And I was quite worried about her, but then, and I just thought she was not enjoying it at all. We were all pushing for, you know, supporting her. And then we get back at the end of the hike or a couple days later, and she says, Anne, I'm so glad we did that. I'm so glad everybody pushed me to do that. I feel like I never would have done that without support. And, you know, I feel like, you know, the past few weeks that I've, or this month, I've reached my goal. I've, you know, been able to become much more of work on my extroverted side of my personality so much more.
Oh, that is powerful indeed. Wow. Thanks for sharing that story. And those are the type of stories I like to hear, just because I want people to be able to understand that it is there's no quote unquote experts on ever knowing different cultures. It's more of a learning process, and one that does come with a lot of immersing yourself into that environment and being open to receiving different experiences. So thanks for expressing what you did and what that person went through. Where can people find out about the website? Where can people find out about your programs? Where can people find out about you and follow you on social media?
Yeah. So our website is www.venturewithimpact.org. And then we're on Instagram, Venture with Impact, Facebook, facebook.com/VentureWithImpact, and Twitter as Venture Impact. So if you follow us, and we are always posting photos and stories of our ventures, of our participants. So you can always learn more about their adventures there.
Okay. And before I let you go, I have this question. I always ask all my guests this. You know, my mission statement is use your difference to make a difference. And it's my why. It's why I wake up and do what I do. And I just want to know, how do you use your difference to make a difference, Anne?
My gosh, that's a tricky question. yeah, I guess I really think that I have the opportunity to change and be the person that I am because of the experiences I've had abroad. So bringing people abroad in a similar way so that they can also have that opportunity.
No, and that is, you know, that is something a lot of people don't have access to or know that they can explore. So yeah, that is powerful. So thank you for sharing. Before we go, I want to take a chance to just acknowledge your presence. Thank you for coming on the show. I know that a lot of what you do is keeps you busy. And for those that don't know, she was able to reschedule our interview because I really wanted to have her on the show. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for taking the time to share all these pieces of information with our listeners.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks so much for having me, Ty. This was great.
The pleasure is mine. And till next time, ladies and gentlemen, use your difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxon.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.